Hi, you have just entered the healing room where you are going to get straight talk, no chaser. This is a mindful perspective on healing and elevation in faith, business, relationship, and yes, self. I'm MC Melissa Klein, and you're in the right place at the right time. Come on in. Come on in, come on in, come on in. I am so excited for today's discussion here in the healing room, and I am so thrilled you're here. Today is the continuation of our goal setting series. Hello, goal setters. Welcome to the healing room. This is going to be so impactful. You don't need to have listened to the first one to listen to this one. However, after you hear this one, I would highly recommend going back and listening to the discussion right before this one because it is transformational and it is a stepping stone to reaching those goals now. So without further ado, as always, we're going to get this thing started off right with a little bit of spoken word.
This year, I am committed to myself, the blessing, the goodness, and wealth God placed inside of me. This year, I denounce fear and self-doubt, and I walk the unique path God has for me. This year, it is unacceptable to look back, turn back, or pull myself back into old habits, ways, or into distractions. This year, every step is forward, every moment is appreciated, and life is embraced with the spirit of gratitude and the understanding that I am favored by the God Most High to fulfill a purpose and to lead an unbelievable destiny. I breathe. Amen. I breathe. Amen. I breathe. Amen.
I hope you enjoyed that spoken word just as much as I did. It's always great to just have a little bit of spoken word to set the tone for this very real discussion we're about to have today. And so that we know that this is a safe place for us to do the real work we're about to do, I hope that you are repeating the healing pledge after me. I am committed to not judging myself or living in condemnation, but taking this opportunity to self-reflect for healing and elevation so I can live a life of freedom. That felt good to say. I know we say it every week, but every time it gets my mind and heart ready for the oh-so-real discussion we are about to have. So let's get to it. I just want to say thank you to everyone who has been listening to the goal setting series. And thank you so much for all the good feedback that you all are sharing with me and how things are really being transformational in your life. We are going to go really deep here. And I want to make sure that you listen all the way to the very end. Let me share this with you. A lot of times we have to get out of the I hope game and start playing to win. A lot of times we have to get out of the I hope game and start playing to win. Now, in a world where so much is going on, there are lots of distractions. I don't like to focus on the negative because we have to focus on the specific place we are headed towards. But in any battle zone, in any battlefield, in any real and raw territory or terrain, we have to be mindful of the environment. And so in addressing playing to win, let me address the environment. And this is very specific to women professionals and women business owners. A lot of times, if you find yourself living and caught up in a culture that pushes you to please and prioritize and give your pearls out to everyone else but yourself, that creates a very specific environment, a very specific terrain or battlefield, if you will, to get through. And one of the things I think is so important as we go into this goal setting series is to focus on the specific place, that specific focal point of where we're going. Right? And that's that positivity. That's that encouraging yourself, but also being realistic about the terrain that you're going to have to cross to get there. And it's so important, right, that we do this work in the healing room. This is the safe space where we can go there. So if you do find yourself a little bit caught up in that culture that I talked about, that pleasing and prioritizing, giving your pearls to everyone else but yourself, that's a specific environment, that's a specific climate a lot of times that women live in, especially in the Western world. But I find that this is prevalent all over the world where women are taught this way. It doesn't matter if it's from a faith group or a governmental institution or from a local group. These are things that are somewhat taught to women in the way people speak, in the way people pay women, in the way people dialogue with women. This is spoken in families and in households. Serve, give, nurture, love, sacrifice, give. They're actually positive things. But when you are commanded to do things like that on such a consistent basis, you may find yourself giving and not receiving the necessary resources again to put your mind back on the place where you're trying to go and navigating resources. And if your resources are being given out more than your counterparts, but even more so are given out in a way that might subconsciously put you in a deficit, it's important for us to talk about this now so that you have a clear picture of what your specific terrain looks like. Your terrain is not going to look like her terrain, and her terrain is not going to look like mine. But it's important for us to talk about it and be real. So I just want to give you 10 pain points of someone who might be living in a culture or a climate like what I'm speaking about. And if you're wondering, you know, that's not really me. I don't know where she's going with this. I don't like when people bring this subject up. I want you to listen all the way to the end, because here in the healing room, we always have inspirational dialogues that leave you feeling uplifted, that leave you feeling lighter. But it's important for you to get this knowledge and listen all the way through. And I promise you, you will be better for it. So the 10 pain points that people in this climate deal with are: 1, burnout, feeling burnt out. 2, low self-perception of self. 3, time, just not feeling like you have enough of it to do what you need to do. 4, a lack of thriving community. 5, low prioritization skills. 6, stress, lots of stress or consistent stress. 7, out of alignment or not connected to vision. 8, have health complaints due to lifestyle and stress, right? 8, have health complaints due to lifestyle or stress. 9, many a times these are people who are in faith-based communities that aren't serving them in the way they need. Being in a faith-based community that is actually not serving you in the way that you need. And 10, doing things for other people that have nothing to do with them. So most people, when they hear that list, they start to kind of go deeper into this. Maybe I am a part of this. Maybe this is something I need to kind of tune into. Maybe this is something that does affect me or affect my loved ones. And if you're thinking that, many people throughout the healing room are thinking the same thing, right? We're in this together. And I'm not going to discuss all of these 10 things, but 2 things I want to bring out in this list. Number 1 is doing things for other people that have nothing to do with them. Some people will ask, what does that mean when they hear that? What does that mean? Well, this is a very basic example. If a person who doesn't really know you that well, or a person, you know, who is just kind of a bystander of your life, someone on the outskirts, and they maybe say, you know, your hair doesn't really look good like that. It's not becoming. You should cut it short and maybe bob it. You should bob your hair. And then maybe someone else says the same thing. You know, you should bob your hair. This is someone who's not really connected to your life. And they say, you know, your hair doesn't really look good like that. You should probably shorten it. If you then go and shorten your hair, You are doing things for other people that have nothing to do with them. I repeat, you are doing things for people who have that have nothing to do with them. This happens in the workplace a lot. This happens with friendships. This happens with acquaintances. People say things and they're talking about things that have nothing to do with their family, has nothing to do with their children, has nothing to do with their life, but they're talking about things for you that aren't connected to them. And then you start doing things because they talked about it, right? And so again, having that clear focal point is important to help cut down on some of these distractions. And remember, this is number 10 of 10 pain points that people in this particular climate face. So this is something that you have to be mindful of when you're going into 2020. And even more importantly, you need to be mindful of this now. When you do things for other people that have nothing to do with them, it stifles your power. It silences your voice. It puts you in the back seat of your own vehicle. And it's important that if you are going to be a winner, right? Because we talked about a lot of times we have to get out of the I hope game and start playing to win. If you are a winner, you cannot be in the back seat of your own vehicle. That has to be cut out. And remember, in a society where you're taught to please, prioritize, and give your pearls over to everyone else but yourself, this can seem counterproductive, but it's vital. There is nothing wrong with an amazing woman having a focus for her life and being in the driver's seat of her own vehicle. Even God Himself gave us choice. He is not going to pick your car up and drop it off in Africa. That's not really how it works, right? And so you have to be willing to turn the wheel sometimes. And you definitely want to be willing to put someone else out of your vehicle that's in your seat. So that is something to be mindful of as we go into 2020, specifically right now. So to this we say, it is gone. This is no longer a part of our identity or our character. We do not do things for other people that have nothing to do with them. Someone feels that your walls shouldn't be white in your house and that you need to paint them yellow or brown. They don't live there. That has nothing to do with them. Someone says that, you know, you need to work in that specific job for 2 or 3 more years so you can gain experience because they don't think that you're ready. You can listen to wise counsel, but be mindful to not do things for other people that have nothing to do with them. Somebody might say, why don't you let Jeffrey take this one? Because, you know, he has a family or he has children. Someone else recommending Jeffrey doesn't mean any of what they're saying is true. Let Jeffrey speak for himself. Let you speak for you. These are all hypothetical examples, but allow it to hit home. A lot of times we have to get out of the I hope game and start playing to win. Let me share this quote with you. This quote is by an anonymous author, but I just had to share it because it just really hits home. And it says this, a goal without a plan is just a wish. A goal without a plan is just a wish. That is why it is so important to have a clear focal point and not allow distractions to take you from it. In our society, people are always telling people to do things. And I want to be honest, they're specifically telling women to do things because they think that's their job. And it's important for you to have a clear understanding of who you are and who is behind the wheel. And that person behind the wheel should be you. God can be your guide, right? He can be your leader if you are a person of faith. I know I am. But you, in fact, are in the driver's seat. And I want you to say that right now with me. Let's take a breath together. I am in the driver's seat. Let's take a breath together. I am in the driver's seat. I am the driver. I am the driver. Say that to yourself. I am the driver. See, when we relinquish control over our life from other people, when we tell them no more, we can really start to see where we are able to navigate ourselves. Now, number two on that list of pain points is low self-perception. And I want to talk about it. And you may be saying, why am I going through these things? We are right now taking a look at the terrain, taking a look at the environment and saying what we need to be realistic about so we are prepared for the travel ahead. When you have a clear focus point, you start to plan for the travel ahead. A lot of times people don't understand that having a clear focal point is a rare commodity. Most people can have a list of 20 or 30 different goals, and they're hoping that they are able to accomplish them all. Again, it's that hope game and not playing to win. But when you have a specific focal point on a map, you begin to plan your journey. If I am attempting to travel, if I am planning to travel from Los Angeles, California to Phoenix, Arizona, I start to pull out the map. I start to look at the highways I'm going to take. I might look at a place that I'm going to pull over if I get tired. This is a place where I can stop. I start looking at the specific roads that I'm going to take to get there, right? I start mapping out my journey. Then I start realizing it is actually very possible for me to drive to Phoenix, Arizona. You start realizing it's not that far. You start looking at if I wanted to stop 2 hours into the trip, this is where I could stop. If I needed to stop 3 hours into the trip, this is where I need to stop. Your focal point and understanding the terrain that you're going to get into, the goal that you are going to reach. People who don't have clear focal points never have plans and are always hoping. Now, I say this in love because I've done it. And I don't know one person who enters the healing room who has not, at some point in their lives, not had a clear focal point. But this is why I'm addressing these specific pain points. And I'm only addressing these two today because we have to have a clear picture of the terrain. And someone who has a clear focal point will map out each and every specific stop that they need to make, where they can get gas, what roads they're going to take, what highway they're going to take, how much gas they might need, how much money they might need to stop at a hotel. And you start to realize, wow, a trip to Phoenix, Arizona from Los Angeles, California really isn't that. Most people are not doing that work. And this is really underrated, but focus is a rare commodity. And ladies, I want you to win. I need you to win. Not playing the hope game, but playing to win. So let's talk about low self-perception. Are you ready? Let me share this quote with you. It's by someone I have never quoted here in the healing room, but there's a first for everything. And her name is Beyoncé. And the quote says this: the most alluring thing a woman can have is confidence. Beyoncé. The most alluring thing a woman can have is confidence. Beyoncé. In the climate that most women live in, it can be very rocky in this area. And that's why it's important for me to talk about low self-perception for our second pain point in identifying the terrain that is around us so we successfully reach the focal point that is our goal. Low self-perception is a thing that can be entering into your business, your career, or your community. I mentioned these three areas for low self-perception because a lot of times people quickly identify themselves as confident. Many times people will say they don't struggle with low self-perception, that they believe in themselves, that they think well of themselves. But low self-perception goes deeper than that. And the three areas of your business or your career or your community tap specifically in profit and purpose. And most goals going into 2020 will have something to do with those two things. Can I get an amen? Profit and purpose. And so identifying where you really are when it comes to low self-perception is vital. Again, we have to accurately identify the climate, the space around us, and that includes what we're bringing to the space ourselves. Low self-perception can find its way into a culture of women, into a life of women, due to societal norms. I'm not going to go into all those societal norms, but you know what they are. And a lot of times it takes a specific person to believe in themselves. If you go to a one-on-one meeting for your business and you're hoping to bring in a new client, but you're thinking to yourself, oh, I know she's not going to pay me this money. Or I don't think she's going to pay me this much. Or you get a referral from someone and this person has given you referrals before and you're thinking, oh, this particular client's just going to give me another headache. A lot of times when we're saying and dialoguing like this, it's less about the other people and more about us. It's more about past experiences we've received, more about things that have been spoken over us, and it's more about the environment and tone we're setting for our business, even in career. A lot of times people want a higher salary. It takes a boldness and courage to negotiate salary. It takes a level of confidence to speak up in a meeting so people can hear your amazing ideas and be inspired by your thoughts and say, you know what, I'm going to put her over this particular team. Or, you know what, I think she should run this project. Or whoever you are healing here in the healing room, I think you should lead that project. It takes someone to open their mouths and speak. In your career, you may be thinking to yourself, I really want to move up, but your supervisor might be dead set on keeping you right where you are because you're doing amazing work. And sometimes she downplays or he downplays that amazing work you're doing. It is going to take a higher level of confidence, of courage, of boldness in yourself to believe that you have what it takes and the doggone audacity to move beyond her, to apply for that role even when she says you shouldn't. And I'm not saying that you need to rock a ship or burn bridges, but if you want to stay where you are, keep believing in yourself at the level that you're believing. If your 2020 goals require an elevation in life, if your 2020 goals are something that you aspire to that's larger than what you have now, you have to be larger internally. And when it comes to your community, when it comes to networking and building friendships, it doesn't matter if you are the breadwinner in your house or maybe you're not the breadwinner in your house. When you're dealing with purpose, it's vital. It is 100% vital that you have community. And if you would like to know more about community, definitely check out this discussion that is entitled The Oprah Effect. I talk about why building community is so important. And so if you have a purpose, a non-for-profit project, a purpose, a Bible study group, a purpose, just being you and whatever God has called you to, it requires community. It requires good friendships. That means you're going to have to probably leave your house a little bit more. That means when you meet new people, you're going to have to go out of your way to build friendships. That means when people ask questions, you need to be the one to stand up and try to answer so people can get to know you, right? That looks different for different people. For some people, that might look like a meetup group and trying something new or joining a local Bible study group. For other people, that might mean going to a networking event or going to an event that is themed in something that you love, whether it be meditation or yoga, whether it be something about sales or marketing, being around like-minded people. It's important that you are not living at a low self-perception. And remember, a pain point in being in this kind of North American Western culture climate for many, especially women, is low self-perception, whether they know it or not, whether we know it or not. And it's important for us to check that and upgrade our worth, upgrade our value, so that when you walk into that office tomorrow, forget 2020, it's not quite 2020 yet. When you walk into that office tomorrow, that you are confident enough to say, you know what, Jeffrey, what do you think about me taking on? Maybe you're just dropping hints with your boss. What do you think about me taking on that particular management role? Or, you know what, I actually would like an application for that. I just really think the work we've done together this past year has been amazing. I think it prepared me to actually be a manager in such and such team. I want you to know this. Statistically, it's proven that women don't negotiate their salaries on the level that men do. So sometimes your blessing is just with you opening your mouth. That's for someone. I hope you receive that through and through and through. So when it comes to us goal setters, right? Hello, goal setters. I'm glad you're still rocking with me. When it comes to us goal setters, for when you set the right goals and then you believe you can accomplish them, you start to map out the journey. How do I get there? What is the street I need to take? You start mapping it out. Very rarely, people in multiple different industries, whether it be acting or dancing, being a doctor, being a consultant, being a marketer, being a manager, being in leadership, being in diversity, it doesn't matter where you are. A lot of times people set goals in different industries and even set goals for themselves. Want to be married, want to have a better community, want to make more money, and they make no plan. Having a clear focal point is a rare commodity. They never pull out the map. They never find out the stops along the way. They never check out the highways they need to take. And if that's you, this is your wake-up call to make sure. This is your wake-up call to say, you know what? I need to start setting the right goals so that I can start believing that I can accomplish them. How does this transfer? I know I've been talking about, you know, travel and using that metaphor, but if you want to turn your five-figure business into a six-figure business, you start looking at what would I need to do to double my clientele? You start looking at what are the systems, what are the proven systems that people have used to bring in additional clientele or different additional projects for their business. You start to look at the specific numbers per month or per week or per 2 months that you would need to make sure you hit six figures by November, right? You start looking at, okay, if I'm doing this and bringing in two clients a month, what would it look like for me to triple this to make sure that I meet six figures? Then you start looking at people who are at that six-figure mark with their business or at that seven-figure mark with their business already. They're at that eight-figure mark in their business. What are the proven strategies that work in this area? What are the systems I need in that area? How can I make sure that I reach this specific deadline? What would it look like for me to work with this consultant who has done it with these 20 people in the past 6 months? You start mapping it out. And a lot of people believe that they're in industries where they have to continuously hope. That is a lie. Hope is great, but hope is not action. Hope is a step. If you stop at hope, that's what you get, hope. And I want to use this discussion to inspire you to get clear in setting the right goals, believing that you can accomplish them, and setting out that roadmap that you need, accurately addressing your terrain, right? Not being distracted by the words and phrases of people around you who have nothing to do with you or what you're doing. And being focused on creating a plan that is going to get you from point A to point B. I believe in you. And I believe that your 2020 starts right now. And I believe the only roadblock in front of you is the roadblock in your mind. And I believe that this discussion has helped remove some of those blockages completely out of the way. I believe that you are clear-minded right now. I believe that your mind is already strategizing to shift 2020 from an I hope season to an I win season. I believe that your mind is already planning things that you can do on your job to position you in the place that you need or want to go. I believe right now in this discussion that we're having, that you're already shifting your mindset when it comes to your own business and how you're going about things, maybe not being strategic enough and actually creating a plan that you are going to implement on a weekly basis to reach that specific focal point. And I believe that you will have the community you need, the support system, the platform, the encouragement, and just the warm bodies around you to uplift you in this amazing season you're going into, and even importantly, this right now season. Nothing starts tomorrow. Everything starts today. Whether it's a thought, a meditation, an awakening, an idea, it starts today. Have the hope. Keep the hope. Let that be your first step. And then begin to play to win. That's all for now. I'm MC Melissa Klein, and I truly believe you are in the right place at the right time. And if you're someone who knows that this is an area you really need to work on to remove some of those roadblocks out of your life so that you truly can start to reach the goals you need to reach in 2020, reach out to me over at mcwrites.com. If you have not done your first free consultation, you are missing out, I promise you. So definitely click the link in the details section, and I look forward to connecting with you. And if this blessed your life, absolutely leave a 5-star review if it's on your heart to do. That helps us share more healing with people all over the world. We're listened to in over 7 countries, bringing healing, inspiration, and goodness into the hearts and souls of people around the world. And I'm privileged to do it. So again, I truly believe you are in the right place at the right time. And until next time, as always, every Thursday, I so look forward to seeing you right back here in the healing room. I am so glad that you decided to step into the healing room today. If you heard something that inspired you or encouraged you, would you mind hitting the subscribe button? I would love to continue this dialogue throughout the year and share my journey as you share your journey with me over at mcwrites.com. Let's stay connected there as well, and give it a 5-star review if it's on your heart to do. I would love that. Sharing it with your community on social media and in person, it's just all about passing along good thoughts, positive vibes, journeys, and stories so we all heal and grow together. I hope you feel what I'm saying. I hope you dig where I'm going with this. I don't just want this to be a podcast. I want it to be a community. I want it to be a safe space, a room where we can all heal. That's all for now. I'm MC, and thank you for entering the healing room.